really went on there. We only have this excerpt.
Mark E. Smith was the frontman of the post-punk band from Manchester, The Fall. The band went through many lineups over the years, getting through no less than 66 members. They usually left or were fired after falling out with the cantankerous Smith. He was a man of strong opinions. When Fall fan Robert Chalmers of GQ magazine went to interview Mark E. Smith, he kept a note of all the things the singer said he hated.
London, Jane Austen, Beaujolais, psychologists, chemists, Manchester United, The Guardian newspaper, David Bowie, Nouvelle Cuisine, Princess Diana, football commentators Alan Hansen and Alan Shearer. Brackets, they look like retired policemen. I bet they go out shopping together. Tolkien, David Cameron and the town of Stockport, Greater Manchester, where, Smith told me, people sit around in tweeds and deerstalkers sipping port and spouting gibberish. He grew up in Sedgley Park, Salford. He was pretty sensitive and I think had a hard time at school. In fact, I know he did. He decided that he had to either become as tough and unpleasant as the people who were tormenting him or else go under. At 16, he took a job as a docker and enrolled in an A-level literature class in the evening. He complained bitterly afterwards that he wanted to be reading Hunter S. Thompson and William Burroughs and Arthur Machen, and they were giving him, you know, Mrs. Gaskell.
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Can you say?
Totally wired.
The Fall, which started in the bedroom of his then-girlfriend Una Baines in Manchester in 1976. That was another way of trying to channel this artistic interest he had.
I drank a jar of coffee.
It's very hard to categorise the Fall's music because when they started, it was very sparse, classic punk. I can remember hearing Totally Wired on Radio 4, actually, as well as Radio 1, when back in the days of Kaleidoscope in the 80s. And I think that's interesting because people had identified the fact that these songs that had titles like Container Drivers and How I Wrote Elastic Man, I mean, he had a great ear for a title. They became almost fashionable and had singles like There's a Ghost in My House, cover of the Kinks' Victoria. They were on Top of the Pops, you know, which is something you never thought would happen. They did a music for an advert for the Vauxhall Corsa. I needed the money, we can't all be Elton John. That's what he said about that. John Peel, that was an interesting relationship.
There's been one band whose music has pleased me, I think, probably more than anybody else's. That's been The Fall from Manchester. Almost any of their records would give me great pleasure.
Me and John had an agreement, you know, we never were friends or anything like that, you know. This is what I admired about him, he was always objective.
In terms of personality, the two men had absolutely nothing in common whatsoever. Peel did say on one occasion, I've never been in a room which so crackled with malevolence.
Mark, what about you? Was it the same story with The Fall?
No, not at all. I got in touch with him
after Peel died, and Newsnight put up a live link with Mark E. Smith, and you can see in Gavin Essler's eyes the look of a man who realises he's made a terrible mistake.
Okay, am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, right.
Smith is saying to him, who are you then?
Yeah, right. Yeah, whatever you say. What, are you the new one? Are you the new DJ?
Yeah, probably.
He wasn't a man who really should have been let loose on live television. If you think of classic con men that we've all met, what they're good at, they're very good at sort of reading your character and then saying whatever they think will please you most. Well, I would say that Smith had that ability, but rather than use that knowledge to flatter you, he'd say whatever he thought would most torment you. I don't think he was uncomfortable with his abrasive reputation.
See the fleet of cruising cars, go past the stations and the bars.
But I think he should be remembered as really a great original musician. I mean, when you talk to people about the Fall, it's interesting when you ask people what their favourite song is. It's almost never the same. I mean, mine is a fairly obscure track called Cheetham Hill from the Light User Syndrome.
Salford or Manchester, I am this London visitor had this to say.
I like it because I just like the noise.
The music of The Fall, lead singer Mark E. Smith has died aged 60. This week you also heard last words on the director John Barton, the computer pioneer Mary Lee Berners-Lee, the writer Ursula K. Le Guin, and the trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Don't forget we're available as a podcast. Just search for BBC Last Word.